This is the Catch Up on Hit with Flick and Tim.
Sarah Blasco, Aussie singer-songwriter, music legend, is touring around the country. She's coming to Bendigo very soon. She's got a brand new single out. It's called Shot. Took a shot
right. I took a shot right. That voice. We're chatting to her now. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, how you going, guys?
You so good.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. Well, I mean, I've got the flu, but apart from that, totally.
I can hear.
Yeah, you sound a little blocked up.
Are you coming to Bendigo in June? We're very excited to have you.
Yeah, June 21st.
It's happening at the Capitol Theatre. You've been to Bendigo before, though.
I have, yes. I have a couple of times, yes.
Are you a fan of Bendigo?
I'm familiar.
Like they're a fan of you?
Of course. No, I mean, I like Bendigo. Yeah, I've been a few times. I don't know what I'm saying. I spend my holidays in Bendigo. I've got a house in
Better.
Bendigo.
That's great. All right. Well, you're worth it.
Yeah. I've got a seat named after me.
Oh, Bendigo, yes. Pop your bum down on the Blasco seat. We love it.
Sarah, you've got two new singles out, Read My Mind and A Shot. What's kind of the new music about? Where's it all coming from in your life?
Well, it's hard to just sum it up in one sentence, so I'll just rave on for a few sentences.
Okay.
I don't know. The album is kind of just about, is generally about the kind of the reality beneath the surface in people. You know, I was interested in how people carry themselves in a way that, you know, is sometimes what is beneath the surface, but often, you know, people are, can be really different behind closed doors. So it's kind of about, it's a sort of a range of perspectives.
What's your hobby, Sarah? What do you do when you're not creating music? What's your downtime involved?
What are you getting up to?
I have a child, so there's no downtime.
Is it a boy? Do you have a boy or a girl?
I've got a boy called Jerry, and he's obsessed with dinosaurs, so most of my downtime is spent making a small dinosaur interesting. Like he always gives me the tiniest dinosaur to play with, and so I have to give it like a big personality because he's got this huge. He's usually got the biggest dinosaur. And I've got a small one,
yeah.
And I have to play with him for hours.
Hey, there are no small parts. Okay, only small dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Is Jerry going to be coming on tour when you head down?
No, he doesn't come, no.
Okay.
Well, we're excited to see you. Catch you at the Capitol Theatre on June 21st in Bendigo. Very excited. Sarah Blasco, thanks for having a chat.
Thanks for having me, yeah.
Get awesome. Better soon.
Yeah,
rest
yourself.
Up.
Thanks.
It's no surprise that I love BTN, Behind the News, the ABC program. It's kind of aimed at kids, I guess, but it really suits me.
We used to watch it in school. I loved BTN. Is it still going?
Yeah, presenters are fabulous.
Still a thing.
It's
and you're,
awesome.
You're not still watching it now, though.
It's the fourth longest. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's the fourth longest Australian running Australian TV series. It's huge.
Congratulations, BTN.
I love it because it packs a punch. You get the message. They don't faff about and they make it interesting. Mm. I love it. I'm not ashamed to say I love BTN.
So what have they been talking about lately?
This week they've been talking about chores. And being in a household as a kid, this is a little breakdown of what they were discussing.
They do grocery shopping, help out with the laundry.
Bring the bins in, fold up the washing.
Put away the clothes in my room.
And tidy our bedrooms.
I think it's fair that we all contribute to the house.
It's not our job. It's our responsibility.
Those kids were fed that line, man, clearly.
That kid, yeah.
What toddler says, it's not our job, it's our responsibility?
It's our responsibility.
And there's just cue cards that the mum's going, you know it's true.
He can't even read that kid. He's too young.
It's too cute. But that's what BTN were tackling this week. And I thought, it's topical.
It got us talking as well, because all these kids, they're doing these chores. But of course, the payoff for the chores, generally, I mean, when I was a kid, it all boiled down to the pocket money.
The dosh, right?
The dosh, yeah. What was your system of pocket money when you were growing up?
Well, it was kind of flawed. My mum tried a few different jobs and it turns out I was pretty bad at most of them. Like vacuuming, I was heinous at. It ended up being unstacking the dishwasher because that was the safest bet and I'd get money. I don't remember how much money.
But you had to do the chores in order to get...
Yeah. Oh, very loosely though. Like I did the chore... or I'd force Laura, my sister, to do the chore. It was just, you know, it was a hazy time for me, the mid-90s. So I did get money for doing chores, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For me, my family had, like, a weird setup where pocket money was locked in. Like, you got pocket money regardless. Because when you're like, 11, how else are you going to... There's no other way for you to access
child labour laws really
money,
ruled
yeah.
that out, right?
But there were constant threats. So it wasn't like you have to do these three jobs. It was just like anything could pop up at any time. And if you didn't do it, but say goodbye to your pocket money.
Sounds like a real dictatorship.
It was real dictatorship.
Look, I guess we're asking 13, 12, 16.
What do you do for your pocket money? Or if you're not, what did you have to do for pocket money? Jess is on the line. Jess, what did you have to do?
Like my family was by no means like well off, but I used to get $10 a week for putting the toilet paper like in the toilet, so that obviously you could change the toilet roll. And like I didn't have to do it every week because I still got $10.
That's the best.
Why was that job specifically? Is it something that your parents hated doing?
Yeah, it was something my mom hated doing, and it was like there was like three girls in the house, but like there was always like no toilet paper, so.
That is a great resolution. I'm basically thinking about kids so I don't have to remove the used toilet paper roll and put them in the bin because that's my least favourite job. And if I can, you know, if I can actually outsource that, then why not?
Great, yeah.
Worth
it's
the 9 months.
It's definitely worth having kids. Ordell, do you have to do chores for pocket money?
Yes.
What do you have to do, Ordell?
I have to wash the dishes every night. I have to fold my washing, clean my room and do a random job.
Oh, like a dealer's choice of what you're lumped with.
That's a lot of jobs.
Can I ask, Ordell, you can decide not to tell us, but how much do you make?
What are you getting?
I get $40 a fortnight, but I have to save half.
Nice.
This is a really good system. $20 a week, that seems reasonable. How old are you, Ordell?
12.
Oh, yeah. You're coming into that. You in 2 years and 9 months' time, you can get a job.
Yeah. Ordell, you're learning some good life skills. Is your mum there with you?
Yes.
Give her a pat on the back from us. Say, Flick and Tim think you're running a tight ship, mum.
Top job. Ordell's a champion.
We've got Jordan on the line and we are speaking about chores and pocket money. Jordan, what's your situation?
Yeah, mate, I'm 25 and my brother lets me wash his car for $20.
Yes!
Still doing chores. How long have you had this set up for?
Oh, he's had the car about 2 years now, every Friday, arvo.
Do you know what would be great, though, if you could really rig this in your favour? Because I know that, like, Oasis Car Spa have that instant wash and that's like $14. So if you want to take the labour out and just make $6 profit, easy, there's a way to do that.
Yeah, I don't have a licence, though.
Oh, right. So you have to do it stationary.
Jordan,
yeah.
Quick question. Do you do the inside as well?
Oh, that's extra, though.
what would it cost to do a quick vacuum around the inside as well?
Probably double it, I think.
Oh, okay. Look, I was actually interested for a minute there.
Too hard a bargain. Thanks, Jordan. You won't quit until I've seen at least one of them.
C1, Star Wars. Let's talk Solo.
It's your popcorn hit with Travis from Film Inc.
This morning we are chatting about the brand new Star Wars movie. It is Solo, a Star Wars story. Travis, our resident film guru, you've gone and checked it out. What do we think of the latest episode in the saga?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, the stakes are fairly low in that the goal of this movie is simply to get Han Solo and Chewbacca in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon by the time the credits roll, but it does that and has a lot of fun on the way. There are many chases, escapes, explosions, blaster fights. It's basically a Western in space, and you've got a really cool supporting cast having a lot of fun, including Donald Glover still on the show as Lando Calrissian. So what more could you want?
Oh, I do like Donald Glover. Is he funny in the movie?
He is so funny and so cool and is just channeling Billy Dee Williams from the 70s. It's insane. It's a really good performance.
Where does this sit on some Star Wars movies come out? They're really for the Star Wars fans. Some of them are a little bit newer. Who's this one designed for?
I think this one is very much for the fans. Like, it's the most Star Wars-y feeling Star Wars film since Return of the Jedi. It's written by Lawrence Kasdan and his son. Now, Kasdan wrote Empire and Return of the Jedi and Raiders of the Lost Ark, speaking of Lucasfilm, and had a hand in The Force Awakens as well. So he's an old Star Wars hand. So if you're after that sort of classic trilogy feel, but with no Jedi, this is the one for you.
Okay, so that rules me out. I've never seen A Star War, and so
wow.
Could Flick see it as her first one?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Like, you can jump into this one. Like, it doesn't rely on connections to any of the other films to drive its plot forward. There are a lot of callbacks, like little sort of Easter eggs and whatnot, but you can jump in and have a good time with it.
All right.
Are you keen?
Yeah, all right.
You think you might see a Star Wars if you're the first one?
How many Star Wars out of five does it get?
How many stars?
Let's give it 3.5 out of 5. Like, it's pretty solid. It's exactly the Han Solo movie I wanted and nothing more. It's not going to change your life, but you're going to have a real good time watching it.
All right.
And, Flick, just for Travis, give him your Wookiee impersonation.
it's terrible.
It's good.
It's really bad.
That's not bad.
Considering I've never seen a Star Wars. Thanks so much, Travis, from filming.
Hey, some sad news, Flick, because Kalgoorlie, the primary school, they have some trees that the students had planted. The trees had been stolen a couple of weekends ago, which is devastating news for the poor kids. The town, one thing that I love about Bendigo, about being here, people have rallied around these students. In the Addy, they've said that so many people have put their hand up and said they want to donate trees. They're getting flooded with support right now. And we're chatting with one of the students, with young Bo, who goes to Kalgoorlie Primary School.
How old are you, Bo?
6.
Oh, sweet. So you're in grade 1.
Grade prep.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Do you used to see the trees at your school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what happened to the trees, Bo?
They got stolen.
How does that make you feel?
Sad.
It's not fair, is it?
No.
What would you say if you could say something to the people that stole the trees from Kalgoorlie Primary School?
Don't do it again.
Don't do it again.
Good lesson, Bo.
And they stole chili plants.
Do you love chili, Bo?
No.
But you like fruit trees, right?
Yeah.
We hope that whoever did it comes forward and does the right thing, because, you know, you can forgive these things if they own up, right, Bo?
Yeah.
Yeah. They come forward, they say we stole the trees, and give them back.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us, Bo. It's really nice to get to meet you.
Thank you.
Have a good day in prep.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.